Well, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know how much of a dictator I am and how much power I really have. Knowing that I get all these benevolent commentary everywhere throughout the world, I finally issue a directive, and lo and behold, and the vernacular, what a shock! It's not followed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get busy. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NDB Media's, and don't repeat this because there's a one-second delay, big dog. Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Money Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Of course, he's the big dog. I'm the scorekeeper. Good morning, everyone. How are we doing?
I was waiting for opening music. You always have opening music.
Really?
And then I would have done the intro. Yes, really. You always have opening music on Saturday.
Well, guess
usually
what,
London
dog?
Is calling or
tequila,
or, you know, something.
Something. Yeah. Sorry, dude. I am not well. That's all I can tell you.
Me either.
When you responded to the text message saying, no, I'm going to call in, I'm not going to say I woke up the neighborhood with a cheer, but it was internal. You know, it wasn't. It's not personal, big dog. It was an internal cheer saying, oh, thank God, I don't have to get dressed. But big dog knows that I was feeling so bad one time that I did the program at my PJs, right? The green ones?
Yeah, with the, yeah. But you forgot to zip up? Yeah.
I'm sorry, the what?
Yeah. Actually, the ones you forgot to zip up? Yes, I remember.
Oh, shut up. Well, the point is, for only the second time in my life, I'm doing a program in my PJs, because I'm just not feeling well, big dog. I am not well, just the way it is. And if you're not well, why don't we just say, hi, we love you guys, we're out.
Could do that also. I'm feeling just as bad.
Are you serious?
I just muted myself while you were talking because I was coughing so much. I'm still having coughing fits.
So am I, and I went to the doctor and got the not the Ventoline. I was thinking of the Mexican one. The good one. You know, the good one. I'm thinking of
You got your antibiotics and everything?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, thanks for reminding me. I got to take it right now at 6 o'clock because I'm taking it every 8 hours. Well, big dog, it's up to you. We both feel bad. The only other time we've canceled this program was in January, no less. I think it was in 09 or 10 when we were just feeling bad. And then the other one was when I made a trip in November of 2009 to Arizona. It's the only time we've ever canceled. Wow.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Well, like I said, I feel probably the same way as you do. I mean, we could go for like another 10 minutes and then call it. I mean, there's really only two things I really wanted to talk about because I haven't really had a chance to go over and get any type of sports news. So I think you were going to hang on me and I was going to hang on you. So we're in trouble.
Oh, well, I've been hanging on you forever. Huh? You know, I'm a hanger on. I'm a plover fish. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look that up.
Oh, please.
Yeah, oh, my God, big dog. I was always prepared, but we'll see. We'll see how far the voice goes. I am awake. I just took the cough medicine, but as you can hear, my voice is going. So, big dog, I need to, dare I say, wet the whistle. My coffee is waiting for me. I'm going to ask you to take over for about a minute. Or do you want to take a quick commercial break while I go get my coffee ready?
No, well, I'll just start off with one of the things I wanted to talk about, which, of course, was Lance.
Then big dog, I will be back. I'll make it even 30 seconds. Be right back.
All right, guys. As we all know, Lance Armstrong, we were talking about this last Saturday, that the conjecture was that he was going to go on Oprah and was going to admit to doing his drugs, and it was true. It came out, of course, this was taped on Tuesday. It came out this Saturday. It came out yesterday that he did admit to doping. I didn't go into details as far as how he did it, but says that it was true and he doped from the very beginning. So all seven of his Tour de France victories were all tainted. And he just said it was the competitiveness in him that he had to be number one. Okay, a lot of people are saying, why did he take so long to come forth? Well, a lot of that is because of all the evidence that was against him. And he says that was in no part, this was in no part to the fact that he lost over $75 million in sponsorship deals that evaporated over the course of 2 to 3 days once all the findings came out against him, even though he was still denying it. He also says that he was just tired of having his 13-year-old son defend him in school. So in the interview with Oprah Winfrey, he did come out and say that, you know, he was, I guess, talking to his son over the television. So he looked straight in the camera and he said that when they see something, that he just said, he told his son, just tell them, you know what, my dad messed up, and he says he's sorry. The one part that I thought that was a little bit shows how aloof he is. There's one of the nice words of the day. Yeah, I knew you'd love that.
Sorry. And Big Dog, look who just came in the chat room, Matt Alvarez. So that's it. We're stuck. We got to continue with the program for as long as we can.
All right. Good morning, Matt. As I was saying, to show how aloof he is and feeling that, I guess, how superior he is or whatever, he says the reason why he did this is because he wants to compete again. And he feels that the death sentence is what they call it because he's no longer allowed to compete. He says he feels was too much of penalties on him. And, you're going to love, and of course, Kirk, you're going to love this part. He says he deserves to compete again professionally. Scorekeeper, what do you think about that?
Oh, my goodness. And so, okay, I'll answer that, but Matt has a question in the back. Says, you guys are talking about me as I came in here? See, I see how it is. No, Matt, actually, we were so glad someone showed up because we both feel like crap. I mean, we were, nothing personal, Matt, we were not talking about you. We were going to go on for about 15 minutes and bail. And then when I saw you in the chat room, I said, oh, that's it. Sorry, Big Dog, we're screwed. Someone came in, so we're committed. But
not necessarily.
To answer your question, I'm sorry?
I said not necessarily.
Wait, to what part?
That we're committed to stay for 2 hours. I said not necessarily.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's true. Yeah, we are not feeling well. Don't worry, people will show up. But, Matt, no. What's important is you were the one that showed up. Not people. It was you, Matt. And guess what? This is how bad I'm feeling, Matt. My music system, it's down. I'm doing this on my laptop and my phone only. I wish I had a laptop right now, but whatever you call it, but yeah. So anyway, that's your question. That is pretty damn aloof, Big Dog. Wow.
Yeah, he deserves. Yeah, right.
That's the very height of arrogance in that he believes that he deserves. You know, it's disappointing. I actually recorded, I missed the first part, but I recorded the second part of the interview because I wasn't feeling well again. And I said, well, I'm going to hear the second part, and I haven't seen it yet. I mean, Big Dog, I got to tell you, Thursday and Friday are a big blur to me. I have not been anywhere, not been awake, nothing.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Big Dog, and to further ruminate on this, there you go, there's another big word, ruminate. Lance Armstrong, while, yeah, Big Dog, I did read some of the things on his commentary, and now that he said that, wow, I can't believe that. I cannot believe that he said that he deserves to compete. You know, Lance, I'm sure you compete just as much as I deserve to, you know, to live. You know, I mean, come on, Lance. I mean, you're, jeez. I guess he's going to have to compete, Big Dog, because he's going to be sued and sued and sued, Big Dog.
Yes, everybody is suing him, or not suing him, but they're, I mean, the process has begun because people and companies are lining up to get their money back from Lance.
But of course, here's the thing, Big Dog. Here's the thing. There's called the statute of limitations.
Yes,
and
true.
I think, I believe, 5 years have passed since his contracts ended with the United States Postal Service. We'll have to verify that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of...
And remember, a lot of those aren't even 2 years either. When it comes to theft and stuff, depends how much it is, but there's like a 1 or 2 year limit in certain places.
That is true, but the thing is, now that this has come out that he has confessed, isn't it from this point on?
No, no. That's the point. Remember, McGuire kept quiet for 5 months. I mean, for 5 years. And after the 5 years, he started talking. Remember?
Well, yes and no, because remember, as you said, because his brother was coming out with a book, a tell-all book, and he decided to beat his brother to it.
Yeah.
Now, in the Sackler glance, even if the statute of limitations is true, there are still other lawsuits that are pending or going to be pending that didn't fall beyond the 5 years, like the one in England that where he sued the Daily Sun or whatever newspaper was over there. And he won a $500,000 settlement, I believe it was in 2009, because he says they slandered him by saying he was doping, and now that he himself has admitted to it, they want their $500,000 back plus interest because
yeah.
they say their newspaper was hurt circulation wise because they created a story that supposedly was not true and slandered someone. Now in actuality it is true.
Okay, Big Dog. He's going to declare bankruptcy. Let's get real.
True.
He is a cycling version of Mike Tyson.
And, of course, I believe there are one of the companies, I guess, that was one of the sponsors was paying him, I believe it was either $2 or $3 million every time he won the Tour de France. And, of course, since he won it 7 times, we're talking anywhere from $14 to $21 million that was paid out to him in bonuses. And that company says they want their money back since victories were tainted and now have been stricken and stripped away from him. They want their money back. So it's going to be a long process for him. And you're right. I mean, his only recourse may be to file for bankruptcy and go from there, but there's going to be a lot of legal proceedings. I'm pretty sure he's going to be in court for a long time, it's safe to say.
Yeah, Big Dog, he is going to be in court for a long time, but the reality is there are certain things that he is not going to be liable for. Now, the one on the lawsuit against the newspaper, I believe in any court of law, that one can still be litigated. Yeah, that one can still be litigated. But as far as all these stuff, unless they have some sort of language in there, which I really don't believe they do, it's usually for the length of the contract and then something like 6 months to a year after the contract ends, you know, then it's done because these contracts can't live for perpetuity, Big Dog. That's the point of having a contract. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure his attorneys have advised him and said, okay, well, you're going to be liable for this and you're going to be liable for that. Big Dog, anyone can sue you at any moment. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how he survives this. I'm not supporting him. I'm just a realist and saying he's going to have a big hole in his pocket, and that's why he wants to compete again, so that he can win the prize winnings and pay his debt. If he really is in debt, my God, I mean, he won millions and millions and millions. Big Dog, if he's living paycheck to paycheck right now, that's sad.
Yeah, especially since he doesn't have a paycheck.
Oh, that's real good. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our Sunday humor in the morning. That's how bad we're feeling.
And another thing that what I don't understand is that, and as I said that last week, and now that he has admitted to everything, Weida, of course, he has a lifetime ban against Weida. Now, he says he wants to compete again. As a marathoner, as a runner, or a triathlon. My question, of course, that I put to you and Sonny and everyone else that was in the chat room last week was, what's going to stop him from doping again? I mean, he was doing it on a daily basis as he was writing, you know, and when they were having their off days and when they were sleeping in the tents and stuff, that's when he was getting his blood doping done. Who's to say he's not going to do that the day before the Boston Marathon, that Sunday before? You know, he passed every single test every single year for all those years. Who's to say he can't still do that and still blood dope? I mean, why would you bring him back knowing that an admitted blood doper who won, you know, an unprecedented 7 straight Tour de France's? You know, who's to say he's not going to get that edge, especially the last one where he supposedly competed dope-free and he placed 23rd. That was his last Tour de France before he retired. Who's to say he's not going to do that again, knowing that he maybe can't beat the elite athletes that are running the marathons? Who's going to say he's not going to try it again? I mean, why bring someone like that back?
Well, here's the thing, my compatriot, the big dog. There are the rules. Since he's already suffered or is going through the lifetime ban, the only way for him to get the lifetime ban dropped, changed, altered, or whatever, is he must go before the association and do a, you know, sworn statement, and he has to come clean on everything. So
he has to do his mea culpas.
Well, he has to ask. Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, he does. I was going to dismiss that big dog. Don't know why. But, okay, wait, here we go. Matt says, I have an idea. They should make him sleep with a teammate or something like that. Well, you know, Matt, I don't know. I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I'm on promethazine. That's what I'm on, promethazine. That's a cough medicine that puts me to sleep. So, Matt, their cycling team. I think they already did that, Matt.
He's halfway there. I mean, he only got one nut. So, you know, maybe he is one nut Lance.
Yeah, he is. You love the whole little ball thing, huh?
Oh, yes, I did.
I've noticed that, you know, Barry Bonds and Al and Lance. I don't know. I'm going to have to mute myself real quick because I have to blow my nose. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm not feeling well. And all that yellow stuff that comes flying out, it makes a lot of noise.
Yep, same here. That's why I've been muting myself. I've already muted myself about 3 or 4 different times to cough and other things. Yep, exactly. You know, so, well, we'll have to wait and see what's going to happen with Lance. You know, and on a side note, you know, kudos to Oprah. You know, she still got it. You know, she was able to procure Lance Armstrong in a one-on-one and got him to admit everything. So hats off to her. And I don't know. I mean, he may have picked her because he figured it wouldn't be a hostile environment if he would have just came forward in a press conference. He would have been bombarded. Good morning, Coffee. How are you doing? Actually, Coffee is probably ecstatic today. Because as we all know, the NHL kicked off their season. I believe it's yesterday or it's going to be today.
Okay, big dog. Yes, you're 100% right on that. But there is no kickoff in the NBA. It's called a puck off.
Well, they dropped the puck, you could say.
Well, they definitely dropped the puck.
And
they
for
dropped
a while,
the puck. They had that thing squirting around in the bathroom. I mean, it was like prisoners or people in jail when the soap drops. That was the NHL over the last few months.
Oh, Coffee says today, 2 p.m. Eastern time, the puck will drop.
Wait, I said NBA?
No, NHL.
No, but Matt Alvarez says I said NBA.
Oh.
Well, I don't know what the other of us said.
You have an excuse, it's right. We have an excuse.
So do you. Yeah, we're both not feeling well, so we apologize.
Oh.
And we're stupid, or at least I'm stupid, and there's elegant proof of that.
Matt says, yes, you did.
Yeah, whatever.
Matt, go back to watching cartoons.
Well, apparently he's paying attention, so we have to pretend to be much better off.
So, excuse me. So, he forgives us, he says.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Yes, well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go down my usual thing when I have nothing else to talk about. Let's go on this day of sports, or this. We're finished with the Lance Armstrong stuff.
Yes, and then we'll go on to the college thing that's been going on. I think hopefully you've been keeping up on it about the college player and the dead girlfriend.
Actually, I am somewhat familiar with that. Yes, she's a hottie. So I can say the
No. I said dead girlfriend.
Yeah, she's a hottie.
Oh,
you haven't seen pictures of her?
You mean the one that didn't exist?
Right. Yeah, she exists. The picture they took of her, she exists.
And that's someone else. I'll expand on that later. You can go ahead and your day in sports.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, back on this day, January 19, 2013. In 1952, the NFL football bought the franchise of the New York Yankees from Ted Collins. The franchise was then awarded to a group in Dallas on January 24th. So, yes, the football New York Yankees became the Dallas Cowboys, ladies and gentlemen. In 1953, Jesse Owens was named Illinois Athletic Commission Secretary, like it matters. In 1958, another like it matters, because that comes across as insensitive. The Canadian Football Council changed its name to the Canadian Football League. You know that. And for Yankee fans, in 1989, President Reagan pardoned George N. Steinbrenner III. As we all know, Steinbrenner was indicted on the 14 criminal counts on April 5th, 1974, then pleaded guilty to making illegal contributions to Nixon's re-election campaign and the felony charge of obstruction of justice on August 23rd. So he was pardoned on this day in history. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And finally...
So that's why you and Sonny are brothers, as you say, brothers from another mother, because he is a Yankee. By heart, I guess, because he's a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Yeah, you're going to throw this in his face. In 1996, the NHL announced that the Winnipeg Jets could move to Phoenix, so the Jets become the Coyotes. See? Wasn't that cool, Doug?
Yes, that was very cool.
Oh, I'm so happy.
All right, so let's go to Manti Te'o and his, I guess, imaginary girlfriend. This is really starting to get a little bit crazy. Now, Manti Te'o, of course, came in as a runner-up to the Heisman Trophy. His grandmother had passed away in, I believe it was September, and just... 6 hours after his grandmother passed away, his girlfriend of a few months was said to have finally succumbed to her leukemia, and she passed away. And he said he used that as inspiration to go out and, you know, win the games that they won. Unfortunately, they did lose the championship game, but he said that was his inspiration on the court. And in the Heisman Trophy speech that he gave, he talked about his dead girlfriend and how much he loved her, so on and so forth. Well, now, of course, a few weeks later, it came out. Actually, I take that back. During the ceremonies of the Heisman Trophy on, I believe it was December 26th, he got a text from a girl, or got a phone call from a girl, and was the voice of the girlfriend saying that she made the whole thing up, that she was actually alive, and that she couldn't do this to him anymore. The following day, he did not say anything, still perpetrated the belief that the girlfriend was dead to the world in his speech, because he did give a speech and weeks after was still talked about her as if she was dead and existed. In the meantime, Notre Dame, he notified his coaches, and coaches notified the Notre Dame. They then began their own investigation. Turns out this girl never existed. It has now come to light these last couple of days that, let me get the guy's name because it's a long name. Maybe scorekeeper can pronounce it, but we'll see. He says that, of course, he gave a two-half interview yesterday to ESPN off camera and said that he never knew of this. He was not a part of this, but he did admit that he tailored his story so people would think that he met her before she passed away. And that he says, quote, no, never. I wasn't part of this. Now, the girl's name was supposed to be Lelani Kiau.
Or Lene Kekua.
Kekua, thank you. And she never existed. And Ronaya Tusiosopapu is supposed to be the person behind the hoax and has called Tio and admitted that he was behind the hoax. And said that this whole thing, all the pictures that were posted on Twitter and Facebook were of another girl from Samoa or Hawaii. They just picked this one girl. And he perpetrated this. No one knows why, but now that it's come out, you know, that first he said he had nothing to do with this. Now he's saying he's tailored his story to make it seem like he knew her before she passed away, you know, as if she existed. So a lot of people are feeling that he was a part of this. They haven't been able to prove it yet, but the investigation is going on, guys, that he did this so he can get notoriety and possibly move up in the NHL draft, because that's what he is going for now. He is preparing for the NHL draft. This is a real weird story, and more to come later. Scorekeeper, I mean, what are your thoughts on this, or if you have anything more to add news-wise?
You know, Big Dog, are we really, you know, I mean, this is not directed at you, but this is directed at the world. Are we even covering this? Who cares? He finished second, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's over and done with. If he says he tailored the story, he is part of it. By saying that, well, you know, I kind of worked it in there. That's it. It's done. You are guilty of perpetrating or perpetuating, whatever that word is. I'm on from a day and told you alone. He is part of lying. He did. He took advantage of the situation. So that's it. We know he exaggerated the story. That's what it was, to gain sympathy. Now, we all know from psychology and all this stuff how many people do the exact same thing. It's actually very common, Big Dog. It's very common. And, well, wait a minute. Why are you asking Roger that? Roger doesn't make the big bucks to think. He gets paid big bucks to pass responsibility along like any good leader. Woo-hoo! Thank you, Coffee. Yeah, but had you been here at the beginning of this program, you realize how crappy of a leader I am. I issued an executive order prior to going live, and nothing. Nothing. It wasn't done. I am like Obama telling the NRA, these are my new executive orders. They just thumb their nose at me.
Speaking of which, on a little side note, did you get that Facebook thing I sent to you? Or you haven't really looked?
I have not been online for 2 days, especially on Tuesday when I was slammed by everyone saying that I'm online all the time on Facebook, which is not true.
Oh, well, go to Facebook. There's a thing about Obama that...
we hope he dies. Yeah, we hope his wife is without a husband, and we hope his children is without a father. Yeah, that was in December or earlier in the year, last year.
Yeah, but evidently it only came to light, I guess, yesterday?
No, it only came to light because people are idiots. I already spoke about this some time ago,
pardon?
But we'll gladly talk about it again on Tuesday Night in America. Oh, Coffee, so you heard what happened. Oh, wait. Coffee was here at 3 a.m. Eastern this morning. Oh, that's funny. That was good. That was good, Coffee. All right.
What happened at midnight?
Well, he says he was here at midnight for some reason. I don't know. What happened at midnight? Maybe he was working. Maybe he was doing whatever he needed to do. Maybe he met a girlfriend or a boyfriend. I don't know, whatever. You know, this is America.
Well, Coffee, if you met someone online, make sure they're real, because that's what we're talking about right now.
No, but wait a minute. If I meet someone online, that's the point. I don't want them to be real. I want them to lie to me, and I want to have the ability to lie to them.
That's very true.
I'm sorry. I had a coughing fit, and I couldn't get to the mute button fast enough. I apologize. You know, if you're meeting someone online, the purpose is not to meet them. They send you the most hot-looking chick picture there is because that's not them. And you, in turn, get the picture of Alec Baldwin, and if they're stupid enough to fall for it, hey, life's great. You know, you send them a picture of Alec Baldwin, and that's who you are. And that's the point of having an online relationship. Not that I've ever had one in my life, ever. Not once. No, nah, impossible. No, not even this month. No. Never happened in my life, ladies and gentlemen. I wouldn't know about any of that stuff. Oh, wait.
Coffee says,
go ahead. Read it.
He says he went to sleep. He clicked on the show at that time. He says, in his direct quote, he says, "You bastard woke me up." Well, Coffee, isn't it so nice to have our voices wake you up in the morning? What scarier thing could happen to you?
You know, that is the first time that he has ever sworn at us. Think about it. And he says, absolutely, he agrees. Absolutely. I mean, that is the first time he has sworn to us. Oh, that's great. Look, again, guys, I mean, the whole point of having an internet thing is to lie and get away with it. So, I mean, whatever. But we do know from the American psyche, we do know from psychological profiles that people embellish. And when something is going on in their life, they will gladly embellish it so they can score points. And further, not that I've ever done that in my life, but further, you go ahead and you might get sympathy. Someone whispered in his ear, "Dude, your grandma passed away. How about that chick of yours? Didn't you end it? Isn't she dead to you?" "You're right. She's dead to me." "Oh!" So he tailored it.
Well, not quite, but okay.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I have never... Oh, wait, you guys are calming wake me up. Imagine if I actually clicked on the show of some screamer, I'd probably wake up in a panic. Sorry, Coffee.
Well, see, it was actually good then that you didn't play music for me to go on after, because since it was so quiet, that's what woke him up. See, because if you would have done your usual music and then your very making sure everybody's awake voice.
Well, I don't
he
know
really,
if
he really would have.
Oh, yeah, he would have. But I don't know if he caught this, Big Dog, but I sent a Twitter message and a Facebook post of saying, "Hey, the Big Dog and the Scorekeeper are alive. Join us while we still are alive." And right after that, Coffee was in. That was no accident, but I guess he was guest 530 this morning, or I don't know. Man, I got a splitting headache. So anyway, Big Dog, I put a picture of both girlfriends in the chat room. They're hot. And, you know.
Both girlfriends? What are both girlfriends?
I put a picture of the New York Post, because apparently the new one, or the real one, is named Del Pilar, and she's at St. Mary's College, which is the female version of Notre Dame.
Oh, the girl that's wearing the green Notre Dame shirt?
Yeah, her. She's the real one, supposedly. And, you know, I mean, get this. Is digital, you know, VR copy, Super Trooper Warrior, as What's-His-Face says in Jerry Maguire when they're talking to the hockey player, not even five Super VR VR warriors to bring your dad down, keep him from playing. Well, apparently, since his VR warrior, Super Trooper gal pal, was dead in September, he started dating her, like, right away. Because, as the article says, she was there to help console him almost immediately. Well, that chick was dead, and he was on her quicker than you can say, "Wait a minute, it's a VR copy."
Yep, I'm reading the article really quick. Yeah, I did not know about this second girlfriend. The real girlfriend.
Okay, now here are some tweets that are on record and real. On November 15th, Tio tweeted, "Always and forever," and Del Pilar retweeted it. And the next day, Del Pilar posted a picture of a colorful floral lei hanging from her rearview mirror with the tweet, quote, "Thank you at MTO_5 for making my car smell so good." Whew. Yeah, nothing personal, but if anything ever happens in the car, you never thank the person for making the car smell so good. If you like that odor, you are fake. Or have problems. You gonna help me on that one, big dog?
No, I'm sorry. I'm reading the article as you're talking.
You're ignoring me again.
Oh, never. I never ignore you. Sometimes I just don't want to do what you tell me to do.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Okay, imagine if I accidentally clicked on a show of some screamer. I'd probably wake up in panic. The girl I met online in September was real, just like her picture. That's what Matt Alvarez said. That was good, man. Thank God, he says, I've met a few people who I came across online first. Yeah. I actually have met people online that I have then met in person. The big dog and I have been incredibly lucky sans Comic-Con to have really met quite a few people, huh, big dog? I mean, yeah, one trip to Universal City, right? Wow.
Yep.
I still think one of the best, I mean, they were all great and genteel to us, but I'm not going to forget the one, Vaughn Armstrong. Remember, he's taller, dude.
Yeah.
He was so cool. And then, of course, meeting John Billingsley in public, and, in person,
yeah.
He was awesome.
Funny.
And then when he did his thing right after, that was great. That was great. Yeah, he saved that convention for us, right?
Okay.
Remember when he did his stand-up at the end of the convention, John Billingsley?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. He was the only thing that made the, I guess you could say he made the convention.
Oh, right. No, he did not save the convention, but he made it incredibly worthwhile last event.
Yes. Nice guy. Funny guy.
Oh, my God, nice guy, funny guy, genuine, down to earth, obviously loves to entertain people. My God. He really is funny. Remember what he did with the action figures?
Yeah. Well, I remember what he was doing with the camera, when the camera was on and he turned around. That was hilarious.
Ladies and gentlemen, the guy's up on stage, and off to the right there's a camera, so people that are behind, literally, that are behind, you know, way in the back can see him. Well, there's a moment that he turns and he looks and he says, "Hey, that's me." And what does he do, big dog?
He starts, I guess you would say, flexing his butt. And he's, you know, he's clenching and unclenching. And he's looking back at himself from the camera. And he says, "Oh, is that what I look like when I'm making love?"
I forgot that. That's right. Oh, my God. That was hilarious. That was hilarious. He's a great guy, man. He really is. He's genuine. He loves to entertain. And when you speak to him in person, he's really awesome. He is a good guy. I respect and admire John Billingsley. And you guys have seen him on TV. You've seen him in movies. He's everywhere, right, dog? You can check his IMDb thing. He's everywhere. He's like a second background character.
Yep, he's a character actor. He's been in a lot of major blockbusters that, you know, I never really realized till I see them on TV or whatever on cable. And I'm like, hey, there's John Billingsley. Didn't even notice him before.
Yeah, and he's had big roles in big movies.
Yep. Yeah, wasn't he in Independence Day?
No, he was in 2012.
Oh, 2012. Okay. That's
right.
Sure,
he was in Independence Day, but I mean, quite a few movies, quite a few. And he was on True Blood. I remember I made fun of him on the interview when I said, "Weren't you caught doing something to a tree?"
Yep. And he came back as a different. Didn't he come back? He came back as a couple of different characters on True Blood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of things. You know, the vampire stuff. I don't know. I don't watch True Blood, but I watch John Billingsley.
Oh.
But anyway.
You're missing it.
What?
True Blood and Boardwalk Empire. Those are two excellent shows.
Oh, I watch Boardwalk Empire. But I don't know what I'm going to be watching because apparently I didn't pay my cable bill. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
Do you have cable or do you have satellite?
Same difference, DirecTV.
Yeah.
There's a difference because if you forget to pay your cable bill, you can always just take the coaxial cable and just connect it straight into your TV and it'll still work. But if you have satellite, you have to have the box, so it doesn't work the same.
You have to have the box. So I'm going to see if I can I'm going to see what I'm going to do because I have a coaxial cable because we have DirecTV. I mean, we have the cable service for the internet, which is great. So we'll see. I don't know. It's not like we watch a lot of TV anyway. So, yeah, a quick shout-out, ladies and gentlemen. This is a personal shout-out to George, Lourdes, Larissa, Adrian, Tony, Nathan, Stacy, Peter, Bruce. It was ugly this week. It was very, very ugly. And, my shout-outs go to those people. It was a very horrible personal week, and I can only say thank you, thank you, thank you to them. And, the Admiral, the Dictator, me, almost disappeared this week. And, we're still alive! Life's good! So it was more of a financial thing. It was. It was more. Case in point, cable bill hasn't been paid.
Yeah, I know that.
So it was pretty bad. I'm waiting for my tax refund. For those of you that know and don't know, you know I have not been well. I've been off for a while. Because now when I say how long I've been off, people genuinely get mad. So I'm not even going to say that anymore. They should say it's been more than 9 days. Been off for a while with no resolution, and I spent all my savings. On Wednesday I was literally broke. I didn't have a dollar in my name. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I've
been there.
Yeah, I was there on Wednesday. It was. I'd never been there in my life, and all I can say is that once again, I can thank George, Lourdes, Clarissa, Adrian, Tony, Nathan, Stacy, Peter, and Bruce. It was crazy. But anyway, I'm sorry. I'm having a melancholy moment. I love those people. Oh, yeah, you too, big dog. So let's get back to the sports. I have to cough, excuse me. Oh, sorry about that.
Alrighty. No problem. We can go to baseball, your favorite, since that will be starting up very, very soon. And, of course, go ahead.
Yes, you're right, big dog. I'm sorry. I was just saying there's some big Yankee news, and there's some stuff going on in baseball. Because, as you all know, ladies and gentlemen, right now, players have begun to file for, arbitration, and very soon they're going to be exchanging figures. So arbitration season has begun, and we're less than 30 days away from camp opening up now, big dog.
Yes. You know, a good figure to exchange, management comes in and says, what figure do you want, me being the smartass that I am, I'd probably say 36, 24, 36, but I don't think that's what they want to know.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for the snort, but I got that. I thought coffee before you said it. What kind of figures? So he's barely getting the thing right now, because remember, there's a 30-second delay. And then he says, that's what I was thinking, Peter.
That's right.
That is funny. Look, I got a snort out of it. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That was a bad one.
One of the main news coming out, of course, is Milwaukee's offense is going to be missing a big bat when the season begins because Corey Hart is out 3 to 4 months. He is, of course, their first baseman. He has an injured right knee that requires surgery, and the team announced this yesterday. It says Hart's knee started to swell up during the off-season workouts, and an MRI revealed a torn meniscus and other damage to the joint that will be surgically repaired by Dr. William Roche on Tuesday. Of course, he's entering the final year of his contract, so this is not a good time for him to get hurt. But this should be, or this will be, actually a major blow as far as power-wise to the team. But it is at the beginning of the season, so hopefully they can ride it out, and he'll be back probably around before the All-Star break, I guess. So we're in January now, so he'll be back. Yeah, he'll be back maybe about a month into the season. Any feelings on this, scorekeeper, as far as what they'll be missing bat-wise?
What were the last few words of that question, Big Dog? I'm sorry.
What they will be missing as far as in the lineup and power-wise.
Well, if he's only going to be gone for a while, remember, he still has to get back up to speed and stuff. Look, Milwaukee actually has a decent attack. Hart's going to be significant, and hopefully they're going to be able to get past it. Look, his numbers are decent. He's all right. Pulling up all of his numbers right now, like, it really matters. Let's see. we're talking about the Milwaukee Brewers, for goodness sake. You know, talk to Lenny Melnick. He'll tell you right away. Talk to Tim McLeod. They'll tell you.
His numbers are okay. Last year he had .270 with 30 homers and 83 RBIs.
Yeah, actually, those are decent numbers. Truly.
And of course, he helped lead the Brewers, lead the National League in home runs and runs scored. And they said he was one of five players in the lineup to hit at least 19 home runs, including Ryan Braun with 41, Aramis Ramirez with 27, Ricky Weeks with 21, and Carlos Gomez with 19, and of course he had 30. So yeah, he does have some punch.
Yeah, it is so true, Big Dog. And I do want to welcome several people now who are joining us. We're going to get to you. I'm having some switchboard issues right now, so ladies and gentlemen, please bear with us. But our ITD team is working on resolving the issues. See, refresh. Refresh, refresh. That's our IT team, but anyway. Good morning, Couch Potato. How are you, sir? We're well on our way. We're talking some baseball right now. I know we'll get to some basketball stuff in a little bit, but right now, Coffee, you're right. They're not going to be that good. They have no pitching. Yes, Greinke and Markham are gone. My comment was they have a decent offensive attack. That's what I said. Other than that, please don't misquote me. It's kind of easy to misquote me. I thought it was pretty damn clear when I said, why are we talking about the Brewers?
Yeah, I know. But still, it's news. So what big Yankee news do you have? You said you had major Yankee news.
I did not say I had major Yankee news. I said there's news in Yankeedom. They actually have about four players that are eligible for arbitration, and three of them have already signed deals to avoid arbitration. Phil Hughes is going to make about $7 million. Jabba Chamberlain is getting like a $200,000 raise. Sorry, it's that coughing fit. Chamberlain is going to make about $2 million. Logan inks a $3.15 million deal. So there's only one more Yankee, and I believe it's Phelps, that is eligible for arbitration. So the Yankees have really done very well on solving their arbitration cases, which has been good, quite frankly.
Yep. And, of course, Aroyd had his surgery, and the doctor said everything went well. It wasn't as bad as they thought, or it wasn't worse than what they thought. So they went in, cleaned everything up, and said his return around All-Star is still online. They're shooting for that time, but, of course, I had my problems with that before, but the Yankees are happy with it, so I'm not going to go into it again.
Yeah, and speaking of that, Coffee has a great line. Aroyd isn't a big enough douche. He says, So he waited as long as he could to get surgery so he could miss some of the season to show some extra douchiness.
That's right.
I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome everyone who's in the chat room. We have quite a few people in there. Thanks for joining us. We have several callers. We're going to be going to them right now. As a matter of fact, we have the beautiful, the amorous, the desirable, the one who is, and her husband better not hear I'm saying that stuff. But good morning, Darlene. How are you? And I'll die if I'm on speaker and he's listening.
How you guys?
We're okay, Darlene. How are you? Miss you guys. I'm sorry. We haven't
been
doing well.
Good morning.
How's Mark? How's Mark Anakin?
Mark is doing better. He had his shot, his 4-month shot.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, I remember those times.
Yeah. You know, did you guys notice the parent in me? The first thing was, aw, and then remembering how we had to deal with the shot, that laugh came right into it. I'm sorry. Congratulations, Darlene. Now you know what it's like. It sucks as a parent, doesn't it, for them to get the shots.
Exactly.
Now, here's a thing that I did, and Maggie didn't find out about this until but a little later. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, Mrs. Scorekeeper, is that every time we went to go do the shots, I played. Okay, better not say that. Let's just say I'm afraid of shots. I really am. So I couldn't go in there. So Maggie went in there while they were getting the shots, and oh, my God. They were so hurt, the girls, because all they knew is that Mama was there when they got the shots, and they didn't want to be with Mama.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it's very sad, but they would always come over to me, and they never, they do not equate shots with me. They equate shots with Mama.
Poor Maggie.
The little double-sided there. House scorekeeper, it just so happened that you didn't like needles. So that kind of worked out to your advantage a bit.
Oh, yeah, kind of like also that I have an allergy and I can't cut the yard, the lawn. Yeah, that also worked out to my advantage, too.
Yeah, and you also can't go and have your car tested for smog either.
You suck, big dog. But since you've already touched on that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going.
Only with me you can go. Only with me you can go.
Oh, God, so I have a date with you every 2 years. Thank God, big dog.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, the big dog
who
got to believe me. I broke down in a panic attack, and the big dog did not believe me. I had a genuine panic attack because in the state of California, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how it is in the rest of the world, you have to have a smog test on your vehicle every 2 years. And Roger knows not what a smog test pass is like.
Now you do.
Well,
you brought me along for good luck.
I didn't bring you along for good luck. I begged you to take the car to get it smogged. I mean, had Juan and Darlene come over, I would have begged them to take the van to go get it smogged because I do not pass smog tests. Darlene, I don't. I never have. I don't.
Wow.
Always something goes wrong. So the big dog could not believe that I was having a panic attack. And the guys, they were cool, man. They saw that I was not effing around. The big dog was screwing with me, but the guys that were doing the smog test, they realized that I was having a genuine panic attack because they did not screw around. Remember, big dog?
Yep, and it is true, folks out there. He was sweating up a storm. It was a nice, wonderful morning. But Roger, you would look as if he had just walked out of the shower because he was just drenched. He was just so worried. He kept rubbing the back of his neck, pacing. I kept trying to calm him down. He just was not having any of it till they told him he passed. And then he didn't believe him.
Right, and they saw, because my knee was jumping up and down, they saw it, dude. And when the thing passed, I mean, they even said, dude, you passed, remember?
Yeah, and you were like, oh, come on, guys, you know I didn't pass. What's wrong with the
car?
Stop
screwing around. I told them that. Stop screwing around. You know I didn't pass.
And it was funny. They saw the genuine paranoia because they heard me say, I don't pass smog tests. I don't.
Wow.
I don't. It was genuine. I mean, I begged the big dog. I said, here's the money. Here's the thing. Go and fail for me, please. Remember that?
Yep, and I said, no, come on, go with me, you'll be fine, it'll pass, I promise.
Man, and it looked like I was having
my puppies. And I kept my promise.
So, yeah, it's horrible. I do not pass smog tests. I don't, so there it is. Because I guess it's because of all the hot air that comes out of me. You know, I just don't pass those tests. Obviously, that was funny. Thank you for that. We're already an hour into the program. We got Darlene with us. We have some more baseball news, but it's really all money stuff. It's not that big of a deal. We'll be able to get to that in a moment. I don't know, Big Dog, if you heard this, but apparently Yogi Berra is opening a Twitter account, or is actually already open. Yes.
Oh, man. That should be really funny and interesting.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I believe it may already be open. I think it's Yogi Berra says. Here it is. The Yogi Berra. It's twitter.com, The Yogi Berra.
Are you going to follow him?
Hell yeah. He only has 140 followers right now, but that's him. Apparently he's done like 29 tweets already. And this is not his. That's not his. That's the fake one, sorry. Because it doesn't say that's the original one. But apparently he's going to be opening up a Twitter account. Here it is. Here's the article, ladies and gentlemen. It's Yogi Berra to join Twitter. Jack Curry of Yes tweeted a few minutes ago that Yogi Berra will be on Twitter. Props to all those who supported the idea of Yogi Berra joining Twitter. He'll be tweeting through at @Yogi_Museum. Verbal gems are on the way, ladies and gentlemen. The possibility of Berra taking his talent to Twitter came up yesterday when the Yes Network crew was at Yogi's Museum in New Jersey shooting an episode of Yankees Baseball Today. Personally, I think this has the potential to be the greatest thing to ever happen to the social media network in its 7 years of existence. The social media network has been going on long before, you stupid dumbasses. Oh, my God. It's been going on for more than 7 years, you morons. It's called the Internet. These people, they're so stupid. Stupid! I'm sorry, I'm back. I was having a meltdown.
Darlene, you should get a Twitter account.
I do have one. I just don't know how to use it. I have no clue how to use it. I don't even know what hashtag means.
Oh, that's a little tic-tac-toe sign.
Yeah, This is a Yogi Berra one. There's already like 9,000 followers. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, this is Yogi. This is the one.
How are things going, Darlene, in Clipperland? You guys are doing really, really good.
Oh, that's nice to hear from you. Really good.
You guys are doing excellent. I haven't actually looked at standings. I'm going to pull that up right now. I know you guys are up there. Are you number one? Are you still the best team around? Or
I think I was in first place yesterday because, wow, that was a good game with Durant.
Oh, I know. He was crazy. 52 points.
Yeah, 52 points.
Overtime, you know, the game shouldn't have, I mean, technically looking at it, it shouldn't have gone that way. I mean, it should have been an easier win for Oklahoma, but, you know, teams are going to gear up for the big teams, you know. So they needed every single one of those 52 points. They pulled it out. You guys are actually just one game behind Oklahoma City.
The thing is, Nine lost it. Nine lost, I think.
Yeah. The Clippers are 31-9, and Oklahoma is 32-8. So they had the one more win. You guys had the one loss. So it's just a game difference. But you guys are for real. I mean, you guys are no one wants to play you guys. And the home record is 18-4. I think only San Antonio has a better record than you guys. Miami has a 16-3 record. So you guys have the in Indiana. So you guys have like the fourth best home record, and your away record, you only have 5 losses away, which I think is tied with Oklahoma City. So you guys are right there, man.
5 losses and home. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, 4 losses at home and only 5 losses on the road.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Allow me to. Wow, yes, sir. You're not here. You don't have to salute me in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Darlene, to answer your question, what does hashtag mean, or you don't know what it means? This comes to us directly from the chat room. It means if you get your hands on some high quality hash, you tweet it.
Oh, God.
This comes, yes.
No, because I noticed on Facebook they put that pound number.
That's a tic-tac-toe, Darlene. That's a tic-tac-toe.
That's a hashtag.
No, that's a tic-tac-toe sign.
Well, because I asked one of my friends, why you put that pound number after you say this and this and that? It looks ridiculous. It looks like you're putting and. And I like this, and I like this, and I like this. And the Lakers, and I'm hashtag.
So you see, Darlene, Twitter was invented by a Mexican. And I like this, and I like that, and I like this, and I like that.
It's not a big dog, you like. I'd rather go to MySpace instead of going to Twitter.
That's what it is.
Darlene, what is MySpace?
It still exists.
Is that MySpace? Is something you still have an account there?
Oh, okay, fair enough. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Our first Facebook account.
MySpace used to be what Facebook is now. MySpace was like everywhere and it was like a joke to be on Facebook, and for whatever reason it flipped. It flipped and MySpace went away big time.
Yeah, and now Facebook is copying what MySpace did, and I think MySpace is now trying to copy Facebook. And Google, I'm actually on Google.
Yes, Google Plus.
I'm on Google something or other.
Google Plus, isn't it?
Shut up. I'm on Google where it's like it tells you wherever you are, and you get to check in and do all this stuff. I just don't want to do it on Facebook. Oh, Google Latitude. Yeah, Google Latitude.
You're right.
So you get to check in and do and all these stupid things, and I've done it.
I know why you joined that one, Scorekeeper.
Why?
Because you were in your drug induced haze from being sick and everything, and you could have swore it said Google Attitude, and we all know you had attitude, so you said, "Yeah, I'm doing this."
That's funny. That's actually real good, Big Dog. That's real good. I like that one. Want to welcome everyone in the chat room, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Sports Talk with the Guys. Home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Heidi Ho, welcome to Matt Alvarez. Of course,
Heidi Ho.
Coffee. Heidi Ho.
Heidi Ho.
Heidi Ho.
Heidi Ho.
Heidi the Ho? Well, we know that, but other than that.
Anyway, Matt Alvarez, good morning. Coffee, good morning. Couch Potato, good morning. Our guests, and of course, having them live with me this morning, and they are real, is, of course, my compatriot here, the Big Dog, and Darlene is here with us.
Matt Kemp is going to be around here.
Matt Kemp?
Mm-hmm. He's going to be here at Martin Luther King and Western.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a parade? Oh, Martin Luther King, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's
there's
not
a lot
until
of people
Monday.
Already. Hmm?
That's until Monday.
No, it's today. People are already making lines. There's like two people in the corner of Western and Emma Thrills the King. The parade starts at 10:15.
Wow. Like it matters.
It does.
Okay. I'm sure it matters to you.
Oh, no.
Look, Darlene, I don't understand why you're a Dodger fan. It's like you're quickly becoming like the Cubs.
I don't like baseball. I can't understand it.
If you can understand,
Darlene, I just put Darlene on mute. She has to listen to this.
Uh-oh.
All right, Darlene can't say.
Sorry, Darlene, I had nothing to do with it.
Big Dog. Did she say that she hates baseball? That she doesn't like
it? She said she doesn't understand it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She doesn't understand it?
Yes, that's what she said.
That's like she just stabbed me in the heart. Oh, my. Oh, my God. Whatever.
Darlene, before he unmutes you and you say something, think about the fact that the tax man is also a persona. And you might be going to him very, very soon. And he may have that in the back of his mind as he's trying to get you a refund that you don't like baseball. So you might want to change that you don't understand it. You might want to change your opinion right now.
I love baseball. It's the best sport in America.
I guess I was losing my mind, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what was going on.
I never said I hate baseball. I said, I can't understand it. I know.
I'm getting a headache. I'm getting a flashback. Is my smog trick due? Oh, I'm getting a panic attack.
Well, you know, then what we have to do, Mr. Scorekeeper, is we have to make sure that we take Mr. Juan and Miss Darlene and, of course, her son, if she wants to take them with, and we should all go to the game and we should explain the game as they play it to her.
Oh,
they've done it. I just can't. I can't focus. I know who's playing and this and that, but I can't understand it. It's too boring.
Is it too slow for you? Yeah, because you're used to basketball. I can understand that. Because you're used to.
I want my green eggs and ham. Ladies and gentlemen, Darlene, you know I'm shattered. You know. I now think of you as an internet personality. I now see you. I used to see you as a real person. Now I think you're just like an internet girlfriend now. Like, oh, God.
Sorry.
No, actually, I get to lie to you, and you get to lie to me, if you think about it.
Like you said, you're my girlfriend, huh?
I'll teach Mark about baseball. There you go.
Lie to me that you love baseball, please.
I love it. It's the best sport.
I tell you, that dumb football player from Notre Dame, I bet you his girlfriend didn't lie to him.
Oh.
That's what we're talking about, Darlene. I have to ask you a personal question, Darlene, and I'm only kidding about that, about the boyfriend-girlfriend stuff. But in all reality, have you ever met anyone on the internet that you never met in person?
No.
Oh, God. Okay, forget it. Whatever. All right.
Wait, but you know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at him right now at ESPN, and he actually was interviewed with somebody, and he confessed.
He confessed.
I'm sorry.
Time out. Coffee says he wants a Hispanic online girlfriend. Hook me up. And my answer is, done, dude. I'll have that one by the time the week is out. That's done, dude. That's easy. Sorry, there's an ongoing joke this morning about that, so I apologize. Couch Potato, do you want a Hispanic online girlfriend that's not real, but she's willing to lie to you, and you get to lie to her? Hey,
he's married.
Big Dog. I'm going to come clean right now. As we were talking earlier about having, you know, online girlfriends like the stupid, dumb football player did, you know, I don't believe it's really a big deal because everyone has online boyfriends or girlfriends. You know, if they're girls, they have boyfriends.
Oh, everybody?
Yeah. Oh, here's Cosmic Potato. Oh. I guess he's going to answer the question. Darlene, that's why I asked you. Have you ever had a friend that was online that you didn't even really care to meet in person because you've got to lie to them and they lie to you? And, you know, it's you're having a friendship online. That's the point of having friendships online, right? You get to lie to them.
No. Everybody that I know and online is people who I went to school with, unless... Yeah,
okay,
know.
Well,
I
technically, Darlene, we met on the internet.
No, we met by, no, we didn't meet on the internet. No, you're lying, you see? You're my son, Nino.
Look, cut it out, Darlene. First of all, you used to call into this program before I ever met you. So you weren't online.
It's not on the internet. It's not on
the internet.
Are
you the antithesis to Al Gore? This is the internet. Cap Potato, you're live. Did you ever have anyone fake on the internet?
Say again?
Cap Potato, it will be something else because I heard of him on the internet.
Okay,
now
well, that's fine.
Now his lovely voice is like I met him over the voice, over here, like verbally.
Okay, yeah, but you don't. Okay, Cap Potato, have you ever met anyone on the internet? And you had a relationship with them, and you knew it was fake because you would lie to them and they would lie to you. I mean, we're talking about that Notre Dame football player, and why the hell, who gives a damn if he lied? Because on the internet, you have relationships which are fake, right?
There are some, and I'll be first to let you know I met my wonderful wife online via a dating site online. More so in the fact that it was just a talking thing at one point. But there I understand that about how you can be duped. There's a timeline, but I agree with you. I mean, this is a story that's being blown up, that's being taken way out of proportion.
Yes, it's way out of proportion. The guys, okay, wait, Coffee says, I like to meet Twin Cities girls online so they're far enough away not to bother me. Like, have a booty call when I drive there. That's funny. That's good, Coffee. I will admit it right now. I have about 7 online relationships right now. I have 7 online girlfriends right now. And I am not going to meet them, and I'm never, ever, and I lie to them and they lie to me. Trust me, because all of those women have hourglass figures.
Is that relationship a real relationship, or is it just one that you've created in your head?
You can have
he created in his head, his imagination. He makes himself look like he's like, oh, I'm a superhero, I'm this, I'm that. The Roger that he wants to be, that he can be.
Whoa, okay. Well, we're not going to go down that road, darling. But the reality
is, there's one thing to there's something to be said about anonymity. I can't even say the word. Keeping things to yourself, and if you want to go out there and do things such as, talk to people, or be someone that you're not, that goes on every single day. You don't need the internet.
Right. And
I want to meet with somebody right now on the internet. Let me see.
And that's what I mean. And this whole thing is being made out of proportion. It's stupid. We know what the guy did. He lied. I said time and time again, it's been proven that people will always embellish. And if things are going on with them, what the hell? They'll embellish it more, right, Sonny?
That's human nature more
Bingo.
So than anybody being deceitful. If you're trying to get the girl, you stretch well. I'm just I'm a customer service representative. But no, all of a sudden you become the supervisor of customer service representatives when you're the one really being supervised. People will take things to a stretch to make themselves look better in someone else's eye if that is what they are trying to accomplish with the situation. And that happens every single day. And like you it's, like I said, it's not just the internet, man. People do that, you know, straight up with people they just meet.
Yeah, it's just the way it is. I mean, a clerk that works at a store or that works for a government agency and draws circles, when they ask him what he does or she does, he says, I'm a line supervisor. I am a line supervisor. It's just human nature. It's what they do. Because
can I say I'm a supermodel?
You can say whatever the hell
you
want,
Darlene.
There's
a supermodel. I think who does it. Oh, RuPaul.
But Darlene, you wouldn't be lying, though.
You are a supermodel. You are.
Yeah. What, a plus-size supermodel?
That's fine. They exist.
There's plus-size models out there.
Oh,
I'll be
okay.
The lopsided supermodel Hispanic. Wait, I'm lying. I'm not Hispanic. I'm Armenian. I'm the Kim Kardashian lookalike.
See, and you know how this is being actually drug out and made a big deal of? No offense against anybody or any one person. It's women. It's a woman thing. A woman, you know, they sit there and they demand honesty when they could be one of the lyingest, biggest liars in the world, but yet they'll demand the honesty. And this is where everything gets blown up. And it's one of those things, you know, human nature makes you do a lot of stupid things. And, you know, it's just the way it is. And, you know, and what happens eventually, scorekeepers, you grow out of it. And then you're like, well, you know.
Really?
I'm just the clerk at the dollar store, you know.
That's funny. That is real good stuff. And speaking of growing out of it or lying, whatever you want to say, we have an international caller right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to him right now. He is AJ Morgan.
Hey, before this conversation goes on, how do you tie me into lying?
AJ, I would like to meet AJ.
Is AJ really in Australia?
He's in Australia.
No,
it's AJ. And look, first of all, AJ, I'm on promethazine. It's a very heavy drug. I'm stupid. You never lie, AJ. So I apologize.
I publicly admit
it. I was just trying to make it
sound
good.
I'm on heroin, so it's all good.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have AJ, Darlene, the big dog, and the cat potato on with us right now. And I know AJ is usually working at this time, so you've got the floor, AJ. What's going on, homie?
Well, this has got absolutely nothing to do with sports. I'm dying to do a joke night, and I'm ringing up to call you out and say, hurry up, mate.
My brother wants a part of that, too.
Really? Okay, guys. Do you want to do a joke night this Monday then? Is that cool? Do you guys want to just do an extra night?
That have to be Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday, time are the only 2 days I can't do anything.
Okay, so then we'll do it this Tuesday. Is that cool, guys? We'll do it a joke night. Are we
excellent.
Good?
Excellent. Excellent.
Big Dog, I will switch my intended topic on Tuesday to Monday. Is that all right with you, Big Dog?
That's fine. Now, my only question is it joke night?
You said yes.
Or is it joke night rated maggot?
Oh, it's got to be maggot.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Then I know what kind of jokes I can do then. All right, thank you.
Okay, wait a minute. Is it rated maggot?
Yes.
It better be.
Okay.
Yes.
Used to having joke night. I mean, there's only so many. What do you do with a? You know, what did the rabbit say to the bear after? What did the bear say to the rabbit after he says, "Does shit stick to your fur?" And the rabbit says, "No." So the bear wiped his ass with him. I mean, there's only so many of those jokes.
Exactly. Well, yeah. As you know, I'm busy and it's a pretty busy night here, so I'm gonna bolt. But I just wanted to mention it to you, rather than relying on Facebook. So. Tuesday night it is, and I will definitely catch us then. And hello to Darlene, Sonny, Peter, Roger, and who else?
Coffee and Matt in the chat room.
Coffee and Matt. Oh, Coffee, the hockey's back. You can start having fun again.
Absolutely.
All right, boys, take it easy. I'll catch you all soon. And I'll talk with you soon, Pete, about some comics, boy.
All right, sounds good to me.
AJ, happy Martin Luther King Day.
I don't know what you just said. See you later.
Later.
Oh, I love it when AJ calls. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. We have a scheduling change, like anything was scheduled anyway. It's not like it matters. But we will be having joke night this Tuesday, so we ask you to join us. We're going to go 2 hours on this joke night. Are you guys ready for that?
What time does it start?
7 p.m. Pacific time.
That'd be 9 o'clock. I got to make sure I gotta persuade my brother to go. He's a state worker and he's old, so he goes to bed early. So I got to make sure that he stays up a little bit later.
Okay, fair enough.
You said he's a state worker?
Yeah, he works for the state of Illinois, and he goes to bed at the crack of dawn so he can get up. And the reason why, and he won't admit it, and I'll blow it out now since he's not online. The reason why he gets up so early is because he has a CPAP mask and it leaves indentions on his face, and it takes 2 hours to get off his face before he gets to work. So he's got to get up early.
Well, see, what
I have the same
saying,
problem, so, I got the CPAP mask, too. But I'll go out in public, to heck with it. I'll have people stare at me and go, what the hell, just walked by.
Well, see, what I was going to say, Sonny, is he can go in later or whatever because he's a state worker, so it's not like anything like the state workers actually do any work.
He's definitely one that doesn't do work, but this state... Where he works for the state of Illinois, they want you on time to do nothing. So,
we're starting joke night early. That's why.
Yeah, Darlene, hold on a minute, okay? Big dog, couch potato. Love you guys immensely, but you guys can go to hell, okay?
Talking about my brother, not you.
You're a county worker.
No, big dog, big dog, don't say anything. Don't say where I'm employed. Because don't say where I'm employed.
I thought everybody knew.
Well, not anymore.
All right, I don't know where you work.
Okay, because last Friday on Tanya's program, I was incredibly descriptive of what happened. And, I kind of joked with Tanya. I said, unfortunately, I'm really worried about this, Tanya, because you have a big audience, and sure enough, this interview that I did with her 2 weeks ago now is like, it's a lot of people have listened, and I'm like, oh, why the hell did I do it?
I'd like to hear it. Put the link up in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, I'll add four more to that count. Yeah, sweet.
It's just me.
So I was very careful not to mention my employer or to mention any name, but...
What was your stage name that day? Was it somebody else, or did you say who you were?
Potato.
You're a jerk.
The couch potato. Your stage name was a couch potato.
It's the couch. Yeah, it's me.
No, my stage name was the couch potato's brother.
Baba Gazoo.
I want to welcome Tarvino, Saul Walters in the chat room. Thanks for joining us, guys. As a matter of fact, as you saw, I broke the news, and Coffee was able to confirm it with me. So we get here we go. Lies, he gets up so early to collect his mob protection money. It's how they roll in Illinois politics. Oh, my goodness. That was good. That was good, Coffee. But... right now, I don't know what the hell I was going to say. Oh, Earl Weaver passed away, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news.
Yes, I was waiting for that one. I was waiting for a little break, but okay, good.
82 years old, Earl Weaver passed away, and Coffee was able to confirm it. He said Weaver died Friday night while on cruise, according to Monica Barlow, the team's public relations head. Really? Is that the title they've given her? Public relations head. Wow, what a title.
Wow, it sounds something kinky.
Kinky. Oh, by the way, if you guys go to YouTube and look up a particular word, oh, my God. There is everything is on YouTube that you can imagine.
What's the word?
You can go to hell. I'm not going to tell you.
Bird,
the word. If you put the word in there, whatever it is, you'll find it on YouTube. Oh, my God. My head was spinning yesterday because it was so graphic. Couldn't believe it.
A corporate head, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what word did you put in?
Well, okay, hold on. Let me spell the word. Hold on. Okay, hold on. No, it's actually two words. It's actually two words. And it's not the initials. It's just two words. So I'm not going to tell you. I'm just saying that I was bored as hell. I'd read an article on CNET or CNN, I forget. It was a psychological study, and I looked at the words, and I'm like, oh, my God. It was like it hit over 115,000 videos. and out of curiosity, I started linking on them, and I'm like, my God, people actually take videos of these people doing this stupid stuff. Now I know why Jackass, the movie, is such a big hit.
That right there tells me not to watch it. The name of the show and the name of the movie, and I got my wife the every episode of that show, and I have not sat down with her for 2 seconds to watch it.
I've never seen Jackass. I don't see Jackass. This is a major moment here, Darlene.
I am a Jackass. I don't need to watch a show about myself.
That's true. That's fair, and I will not argue that one, Couch Potato. But, Darlene, have you seen any of the MTV movies called Jackass? Please tell me no.
Oh, I have
tell me
them. Yeah, I have. And my mom is a big fan.
Ladies and gentlemen, in additional sports news, as I said, the last Yankee pitcher that was also eligible for arbitration was Robertson. So three of the four Yankees have settled their arbitration stuff. So I think it's great. Okay, Matt Alvarez's Jackass sucks. It should have never been made. So, Saul Walters, will you please give us that website of yours? Shut up, Saul. Who are the Yankees? You moron.
I can answer that. They're the Dallas Cowboys.
No. At least the Yankees have won in the last 15 years.
You didn't hear the beginning of this. This day in history. Scorekeeper, why don't you remind them?
Back in the 1950s, Couch Potato, I believe it was in 1953 or 1954, the NFL purchased the New York Yankees and moved them to Dallas.
Aww. And they became the Dallas Cowboys.
Interesting.
Yeah, like that really altered your life. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do hours and hours of research on that now. Thank you.
And, of course, Poppy in the chat room says that RedTube is better than YouTube. Of course, coming from Poppy, that doesn't surprise
me.
RedTube? RedTube?
You, Darlene, how do you know about RedTube?
I know about it because there's employees at Rite Aid that they
keep
talking about that.
Whatever.
I'm not going to lie. I was there. I was seeing it, and I'm like, ew.
Okay.
I was asking if you had two girls.
Wait a second. What is this thing?
RedTube is an adult website.
It's a cartoon network.
It's just like YouTube, except it's all porn.
Nah, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, don't go there. Don't go there.
I don't make it a point to go to those places, but even by accident, but I'm glad that if I put in YouTube that it might go someplace else. That's really good to know, especially since my kids go there all the time.
Oh, my God.
YouTube is fine. This is RedTube. It's called RedTube. And I'm not sure if you have to. I've never been to that particular website, but I don't know if you have to put in that you're 18 or not. I don't know if it just comes up automatically or if you have to verify your age. For you, Sonny, I'll check for you right now, just for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Oh God,
that's gonna be my. He's gonna be my internet adult watcher.
Oh yeah. Yes, no, be careful. You put in redtube.com, it automatically comes up.
Got it.
Very graphic.
This is not as corporate head, but there you go.
Well, yeah, we won't talk about that right now.
All
I had to take that website down because it's just, I'm sorry. You know what? I guess I'm, sadly, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a porn guy. I saw it and that red tube is just not for me because the minute you click on red tube, it has images already and they're moving and doing stuff. And it's like, no, I guess, you see, I should have been a priest. I go to
no,
that
they,
stuff.
They don't move unless you put your cursor over it, over the picture.
Oh, no, no, dude. No. Look, dumbass.
And this is the portion where they teach you how to use adult sites here on the We're Stuck with the Amateur.
Hey.
Okay.
Are you there? Big Doc, are you there with Scorekeeper?
No, I
got off. No, thank God.
I got the.
Mm. Yeah, because you are kind of excited looking at those pictures, I bet.
Oh, it's Anakin. See, we start, look, see, Sunny, we start talking porn, and even the baby boy wakes up.
Oh, wonderful. Coffee, best Japanese animation porn guy coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
No, hold on. It's called U-Porn, the best in Japanese animation porn.
God.
That's funny. Ladies and gentlemen, I owe you a professional apology, but as far as a personal one, you ain't getting one.
I mean, if you're going to watch porn, okay, that's fine, but at least it'd be real. I mean, come on, cartoon porn? Come on.
Dude, anime? Anime porn in Japan? Dude, that is huge.
How do you tell someone, even in Japan, you know, they talk a little bit different than we do, but, you know,
really?
How do you tell someone that what you do for a living, you create Japanese animation porn? I mean,
you leave the porn.
How
part
do you explain
out?
That at parties? I guess it depends on what kind of party you're at, I guess, right?
Well, I was going to say it depends on the guy. I mean, he may swing pretty good, but, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I have to do apologize because the minute we started using the P-O-R-N words, all of a sudden we have lots of guests in the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
Our chat room, dare I say, is getting filled with stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen,
Scorekeeper,
we are... Yes?
Are you spelling the word out so that Matt Alvarez will understand since he's underage?
You're an ass. We are Sports Talk with the guys.
I want to be there for the first meeting, the ass kicking that takes place after Matt meets everybody. I'm just ready for him to kick out. By the way, since we started talking about that, the chat room is filled up. So there you go.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like, oh my gosh, the chat room is filling up. So we apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for being stupid. We are Sports Talk with the guys, but you know better. And, of course, we have to put this disclaimer out there. By you clicking on the listen button to Sports Talk with the guys, you are hereby giving up any claim to having any brain cells. So don't ever come after us.
Especially today, since you and I are both ill and on medication, so.
Yeah, you need to talk about porn. That will get your endorphins going, I guess, or something like that. So you guys might feel better right after the show.
No, I'm on promethazine. It's putting me to sleep. So anyway, Cospedino, do we have a program following us right away?
Yeah, we do, and I get to do it yet again via the with no headset because I left it in the car because I called a basketball game last night. My wife just went to a competition and took my headphones, so. I'm doing it this way yet again this week, unless I can get my Bluetooth charged up and use a cell phone. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, so you're not on your headphones right now? So everyone
no,
can
no,
hear
I'm
it?
Actually on the speakerphone. And don't worry about it. The munchkin is the one that's here is asleep, and she pretty much ignores me anyway. So there you go.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to take your word for it, Coach, because you're talking porn flat out.
Yeah, she's in a bedroom with the door shut. It's only 9:30. She went to bed at 3:30, so she's not going to be up before noon.
Oh,
how old is she?
She's 12. She'll stay up and Friday night and Saturday night. This girl, hey, she calls it. I'm going to bed when I want to, and I'm getting up when I want to. Man, those were the days.
Yes, they were.
Now I want to sleep in, and come 7:30, I'm awake. You know, that's deep sleep.
Yeah, I hear you, ladies and gentlemen. I got to tell you, for the Big Dog and I feeling as bad as we were, we in the first 3 minutes, we were like, well, let's go 15 minutes, and that's it. Because we are both not feeling well. But I got to tell you, I want to thank everyone for calling in and spending the time with us, because it's because of all of you we've been able to go on and continue being stupid. Without you, we are just incapable of carrying on.
So without you, you guys are just a group of people being silly out in the, you know, all by yourselves. This way you drag other people into your stupidity. It's great. I love it.
So, Sonny, are you trying to tell us that we're Manuela podcasters? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know who that is. What is that?
Yeah, you know who it is, but you just have a different name for it.
Oh, okay.
It's all right, Sonny. I want to burst you on there. What? Big Dog,
you should see the chat room copy. Says sports porn brought to you by Roger.
all right, fair enough. Roger, you guys may pass my numbers from yesterday. Oh, okay. I think Matt Alvarez is bragging, so let's see what Matt Alvarez did yesterday.
Matt Alvarez, I haven't listened to his show yet, so I'm going to be listening to that as I clean the house.
Yeah, sure, As you're downloading some red cheek stuff, right?
Big Dog, you cracked me up.
Big Dog that cracks you up.
Part of me just wants to go on to see if I can look for Texas porn and see what the women look like.
Oh, jeez. You know, they better have the makeup on the full body, I imagine.
Matt Alvarez, Matt, I'm proud of you. These are some nice numbers, but I'm going to slam you right now because I know it's going to suck. Matt Alvarez,
You're going to what and what? We're talking about porn?
Shut up, dumbass. look, Matt Alvarez yesterday had 253 live people, and so far in less than 24 hours, it's already over 300 downloads, okay? Matt, I'm proud of you, but dude, we are already at 515 live listens for this program.
Damn.
Yeah.
Talking more porn, I guess, evidently.
Yeah, well, last week we were at 652 live. It's like unbelievable. Matt Coffee says, Peter.
Scorekeeper, I have a question.
Wait, hold on, shut up. Peter, since apparently you are good at holding people's hands through tough, stressful times, will you come with me to the neurologist on Monday? That's what Coffee asked.
Yeah, and I answered already.
Oh, yeah, you
I said,
did.
Sure.
Okay, so what do you want to say, blockhead?
I was just going to ask you whatever happened to Channel 69.
Oh, you mean NDB Media 69?
Yes.
It's still there.
Okay. Just wondering.
Yeah, that one actually kind of fell through because the girls that committed to doing it didn't think we were serious.
Well, listen to us right now. You think we're serious?
I put the link in the chat room to the channel. It's real. It's there. It's set up. It's NDB Media 69.
Oh. Coffee says Matt's going down to Roger's dungeon to get him beaten.
No, I'm not into that stuff. No. No. Because I had my minions do that. Sorry. Darlene, you've gone quiet, kiddo. What's going on?
Oh, I'm
Are you disgusted?
For Mark.
Oh, you! I bet you're disgusted by us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're really having a good time.
Oh,
we
no.
do apologize. Yeah, we do. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. It's NDB Media 69, the adult channel. Join us as we take you on a journey to visit with adult stars in the adult industry. Get a grip. Get a grip and head on down to NDB Media 69.
Was that a double entendre?
Oh, that's more than a double entendre.
Darlene's not disgusted. Oh, by the way, I just want to say, Darlene's not disgusted by one. She is a very cool and understanding wife. I know that. Just from being around her. Yeah, that's why she giggled that way. That's why she giggled that way, because she knows what I'm talking about.
Fair enough. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we are having a good time. We did cover sports for the first hour. I'm proud to say we did.
Hockey. Hockey starts today. You guys, after I listen to Matt Alvarez's show, I am going to watch hockey. I'm going to DVR hockey so I don't have to watch the commercials. But I'm going to listen to Matt Alvarez's show on download. Then I'm going to watch hockey.
Oh, I think the Potato is bragging that he can DVR stuff right now. So
that's right. That another banner gets raised at Staples Center tonight.
What?
Yeah, the LA Kings.
Yeah,
they are the world champions.
They won last year.
They're raising the banner and getting the rings tonight.
How soon we forget, man. I'm telling you, they just won it last year, and, you know, with all the talk. With all the talk of the lockout and everything, hell, we forgot that actually someone won the Stanley Cup last year.
And very surprisingly, too, because no one expected, they barely made it in to the playoffs, the day before the season ended.
Yep,
they
last day.
They limped in and won it all. So we'll see what they can do, and it's great to have another champion in L.A.
You know,
and
what really sucks about hockey is you can't pronounce their names. I mean, my gosh, I look at them and I feel like I'm, you know, I feel my dyslexia that I already have getting worse. I mean, how the hell do you say these names?
Cash Potato, you really want to mess up a call? Go ahead and watch the game and do it on letmehearyou.com.
Oh, God, you think this is comedy? Me calling a hockey game trying to pronounce the name, that would be comedy.
Well, I would actually try to call the hockey game, but I don't think I have it on TV right now, so it's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a great time this early in the morning. It's just absolutely awesome. Don't forget to follow the Couch Potato immediately following us, because we wake you up, or as I say, we jostle you awake, and then the Couch Potato brings it home, baby.
Where's the coffee for your day on Saturday?
Hey, who?
We're the coffee for the day. You guys are just the shakers. We're the coffee.
Oh, big dog!
Are you
going to
start that again, Sonny? He's barely gotten over the fact that he's not a real show. Remember?
Oh,
he's barely got over that.
I know. We got his feathers in a ruffle when we said that in a joking way.
and in response in the chat room to Roger saying that he doesn't do beatings, that he has his minions do it. Coffee, of course, had an answer saying that Darlene is preparing the whips right now.
Okay, well, you give Darlene way too much credit, because Darlene is not one of my minions. She is not, nor is a couch potato. The big dog is, and he just blew me off early this morning when he wouldn't even. You know, it's funny. I brought the big dog in.
I was waiting for the music.
Shut up! Shut up!
I was waiting for the music.
Shut up! Damn it. Damn it, you're going on mute. Shut up. Okay, he's on mute. Thank God. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. I started the program, I wasn't feeling well, and I told Big Dog, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. He says, all right, great, everything. Okay, Big Dog, you're going to do the intro, all right, right now. And there was about 3 seconds of silence, and then the old whiny wink said, you're going live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's why you need intro music.
Oh, Sonny, now you're going to be a jerk and now, oh, you're going on mute too. All right, so now you're on mute. Look at this. They're all in rebellion, Darlene. Why are they doing this to me? Why are they treating me this way?
Because they like you.
You know what, Darlene? You're on mute now. All right, So it looks like I am here all alone right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's kind of sweet. So since I put them all in the timeout in the corner, you can scream all you want, kids, because you're on mute. It's just the way it is. I'm going to carefully bring you back in order of importance. Maybe I should just hang up on them. I'll bring the big dog back in right now. Are you going to behave, big dog?
I'm going to keep acting the way I always have.
Okay, fair enough. Shut up. Cash Potato, are you back?
Am I?
Darlene, you back?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Darlene, that was funny.
That was awesome.
That was good. We're just having way too much time. Oh, wait. Coffee says all this silence, I can break it up. Yeah, whatever. Darlene is your puppet master, Roger. That's good, guys. We're having way too much fun. I'm sorry. It's great. We are down to 15 minutes. If you guys want to continue with the porn talk, I guess I'm in. Otherwise,
I would love
to
hear from Coffee. The guy has never picked up. Has he ever called the show, by the way?
No. No. He and I have begged him. Yes, I publicly admit it. I have begged Coffee to call in and or to do his own program called My Prerogative.
Oh, God, yes.
Well, yeah, but you know,
I would listen.
He's saying he wants to right now. You should tell him to.
Do it. Go on Roger's show and do a show. I, as much as I disagree with him, I could come away with 10% knowledge after his show. That's usually better than anything that I listen to, so it would be good.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Sonny, for that. Anyway. Let's see. Solomon says, I thought the show was over since I only heard Roger. We're having way too much fun this morning, guys. Way too much fun. Coffee says, I have never called any show other than I did once, call into the Kylie and Boone show on Fox Sports Radio back in the day. Are those guys still alive? Kylie and Boone?
Kylie and Boone, were they any? I've never even heard of them. But then again, I'm lucky to remember what happened yesterday. By the way, did the Eagles win last night? Yeah, they did.
The Eagles?
Yeah, the Rowlett Eagles. I called basketball game last night. It's been a kick.
Oh, time out. You called the game, and you asked us if they won.
I was joking. I'm saying I'm lucky to remember what happened yesterday. Oh, by the way, did the Eagles win? Yeah, they did.
I got that joke.
You're just a little slow. You got coffee? You got some coffee?
Watch it.
you need your coffee, Raj.
No.
We need to keep you awake.
No. He doesn't know because that's a different type of porn that we don't like watching. No. He doesn't need that.
No. I drink a good cup of Joe in the morning, okay? That's what I have. I never drink coffee because if I drank coffee, that would make the relationship that I have with Coffee 77 and me beyond pornographic. That'll never happen.
Okay, here we go with the word ones there. I can't keep up with you sometimes, but a cup of Joe
is always... You really can't.
I know, I can't. I can't keep up with you. But that's the reason why, I've taken a couple hits to the brain, and I come and I listen to the scorekeeper. You know, sometimes they say things that help your brain work a little bit better is doing crossword puzzles. I write, and I also listen to the scorekeeper so I can try to keep myself straight. He helps me.
Oh, I'm the one that keeps you straight. Oh,
absolutely.
Okay. I'll take credit for that one, Sonny. I'm the one that keeps you straight.
Hey, I don't know if it's anything to be proud of, but okay, you can have it.
Well, no, I think it's pretty clear, right, Darlene? If another guy says to another guy, you're the one that keeps me straight, what the hell does that mean, Darlene?
Keeping you straight, Roger.
What?
He's keeping you straight.
Yeah, that means what he's trying to tell you is you're not good looking enough for him to switch over.
Well, you're not in the studio, are you, Big Dog?
No, I'm not.
You'd probably be beaten to a to a small pebble by now.
Okay. Big Dog,
you would
back
be
on.
You wouldn't be a big dog. You'd be a little dog.
Big Dog is back on mute. He's in a timeout again.
It gives him time to watch you porno. What do you call that? Red porn?
Hey, Big Dog, go watch that stuff for a minute and tell us what you just saw.
It'd be like Kramer. Come back in 2 minutes. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Big Dog. You're back. I've never done this. Yeah, you're back. I have never done this on the switchboard, guys. Think about it. I've never done this on the switchboard.
The power you wield when I'm not there.
Oh, screw you. You're back on timeout.
You're back on the exhibit. Hey, we're going to talk about something really interesting in the next hour. We are. We're going to talk about something interesting in the next hour. We are actually going to try, and I'm going to say try, to have a conversation about race. We're going to try in sports. It's a very fascinating subject for me. Because I got called out as a racist, and that, you know, it's hard for me to be a racist. I'm married to a black lady, so it's hard for me to be a racist, but I am a racist, according to some jerk on Facebook. But take away from that, I want to try to have a decent conversation about race on the next hour, or in the next hour, or maybe even in the second hour, whatever the case may be. But I do want to talk about it because it's good stuff.
Oh, hey, okay. Speaking of race, I don't know who he's directing this to, but Darlene, Shut up. Hey, white man. Shut up and listen. Coffee wants to know if Darlene has a single sister.
Yes, I do.
Okay, Coffee's in need of something. I don't know what.
Why a single sister?
Oh, you'll give up the married one?
Okay.
How many sisters do you have, Darlene?
I have one sister.
Is she married?
No, she's not.
What?
She's single.
Oh, God. You know, she didn't exactly confirm that she was single, right, Sonny? There was genuine confusion, was there not?
No, I think she said she had a single sister is what she said.
I have a single sister.
Okay, so Coffee, there you go. She has a single sister. Why don't you guys become friends on Facebook and maybe you could meet the sister and Merry Christmas. Good luck.
He'd have to pay for an airline ticket to get her up there. He's in Minnesota.
Oh, my God, guys. I think Sullivan Walters just gave us a great idea. Welcome to the Media Dating Channel.
I love Saul.
And then Coffee says, all right, bring on the cute accent.
Hey, now, I did. I met my wife on one of the dating sites. I forget which one it was. See, I can't remember shit. I got CRS, can't remember shit. But on one of the channels, on one of those dating internet sites, so I'm all for it.
You have KRS? Can't remember shit? Or CRS?
CRS, can't remember shit. Yeah, that's I'm afflicted with it.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough.
You have CRS, I have sometimers. Sometimes I remember, sometimes I don't.
Okay.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, it's good. Ladies and gentlemen, we're down about 6 minutes or seven. Yeah. Or I don't know. But,
I got to get set for the other show. I got to see if I can get this Bluetooth out, so I'll catch you on the other side. If you got that.
All right.
Okay. Let me see. Matt Alvarez is telling me that someone called in last week and only has a few words for you guys. Okay, says just take the call. Oh, here we go. Matt's here. Hi, Matt.
I just like to say that you guys, you're bringing everybody in, and that's good. You squashed my numbers. What? Do you want to get on the phone line right now? All right.
Oh.
My friend wants to get on the phone line here. He said he only have a few words, and then he's going to hang up the phone and let you guys continue. All right?
Okay, fair enough. Is there a name of the friend?
Okay, all right. Dude, shut up. Just do it,
go
okay?
Go ahead.
All right. Are you guys still talking crap from last week to this week?
I'm sure we are.
Steve Austin, I'm calling you guys out. Roger, don't make me come down there and whip your ass for Matt Alvarez. He's my good personal friend. I'm just here to drink a whole lot of root beer. Do you like root beer? I know I do. Stay tuned for Couch Potato. He's coming up next. If you don't listen to Couch Potato, then that's too bad, because Couch Potato is the man. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold, Matt Alvarez, we say so.
Big Dog,
wait,
I think
did
I just...
I hear Stone Cold? Is that alive?
Yes! Didn't you hear Steve Austin or Lee Majors, whoever the guy is? He's on the line.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
That was hilarious.
Steve Austin, thanks for joining us, $6 million man or whatever, whoever you are. Darlene is thrilled that you're on the line. What's going on?
Well, I'm
wow.
always thrilled to be on the line on any show. I can take over any show. And Roger, if you don't shut your mouth, I'm going to come over there and open up a can of whoop-ass on you, and I'm going to take over this show from now on. And that's the bottom line.
A big dog. He's going to show me a can of whoop-ass. Do you know what that is?
No, he's not going to show you a can. He's going to open up a can of whoop-ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. See, why don't you get your hearing aid checked, Roger?
I'm on
Stone
Cold
is going to come out open. I said open up a can of whoop-ass. That's what Stone Cold said. Now are your ears checked now?
See, and since you got that wrong, he's also not only
going to
open a kettle whoop ass, but he's
going to
stomp a muzzle in you and walk it clean.
Walk it dry. Get it straight. What is the matter with you?
Okay, you're going to have to forgive both the big dog and myself because we are highly medicated this morning. Sorry. I'm surprised we survived the 2 hours, huh, big dog?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, porn took up a lot of time.
It did. So, Steve Austin, dude, Bionic Man and all, dude, I got to ask you, what are you doing now in your career, since you're going to come over here and open up a can of whoop-ass and take over this program? What are you doing, Steve?
Directing video?
I ain't doing nothing but sitting here listening to you guys flap your gums about porn when this is a sports show.
Oh.
Porn is a sport? You know, those girls are very flexible. You know, they're like gymnasts. They got to put their knees behind their ears. It takes a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, actually, Mr. Austin, the reason why we're talking about this porn so much and fake girlfriends and everything is because of that Notre Dame football player that has been involved in some crappy case, and he had a fake girlfriend, and he talked about her after Grandma died, Graham, and we just thought it was a topic that we could go with. Is that okay with you, Mr. Austin?
That's all fine and well. If you just get the story straight, that it's been reported that he has admitted that now she does exist. Now he's saying she does exist. You believe this stupid son of a bitch is lying? He lied before. Maybe Stone Cold should just walk down to Notre Dame, kick his dorm room in, pull him by the scruff of his neck, and give him a Stone Cold Stunner. What do you think of that?
Big Dog, Darlene, I agree. I think he should go over and open up the can of whoop-ass and do it to him. I agree.
Are you trying to get out of your beating too, Roger? Don't piss off Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I won't piss off, piss on. I won't do any of that. Trust me. It's okay.
Oh, now you got jokes. You think you're funny with your stupid little voice trying to be the best talk show host ever, huh?
No, I'm not. No, Steve Austin.
But I do forgive you because I know you're on stupid ass medication.
Yes, oh, ladies and gentlemen. Coffee says he'll piss on Steve Austin. Dude, it's in the chat room. Mr. Austin, Coffee 77 said that.
Coffee, I see what you put in the chat room. Now you're trying to get yourself on Stone Cold list, huh? You want me to come down to your state of Minnesota, kick your door in, and show you what Stone Cold Steve Austin is all about? Well, then you got it, son. You got it.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. You definitely got it. We're over. We're going over to the Couch Potato. I want to thank Steve Austin, Matt Alvarez, of course, Couch Potato, Darlene. Let's see which other radio. Oh yeah, AJ, the Big Dog. Everyone who's in the chat room, Saul Walters, Tarvino, and everyone else who joined us. It's been a great morning, guys. We're going over to the Couch Potato program. We love you all. Steve Austin, I loved you in the $6 Million Man, dude. I love that program. We'll see you guys.